Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. The Two Great Commandments. February 2nd, 1897. Portions of this manuscript are published in EV 275, 278. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Luke 10, verse 25-28. Thus the voice of God is heard in his first four and last six commandments, telling us precisely what he requires us to do. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. The same principles which Christ gave to Moses when enshrouded in the pillar of cloud were to be repeated to the children of Israel. He declared, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thine might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house, and on thy gates. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4-9. Thus we see that the words quoted by the lawyer are the words that proceeded from the visible leader of the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel. He required the same of his people when he came among them as when he said, And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, 13. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments always. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. And I ask, Is there today a cleaving unto the Lord, a living connection with him? And it shall come to pass, if ye will hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods, and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and the lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give to them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Verses 13-21. What grave responsibilities rest upon these who know the truth, and yet how little importance is attached to the words that come from the mind and lips of him with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. But this is the work that God requires of all Israel through each successive age. The lawyer's knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures led him to answer correctly the most solemn and important question that man can ask. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Luke 10, verse 25. I have seen how lightly the Lord's people regard the work to be done for their neighbors. But God's word declares, Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, verse 18. The Son of God clothed his divinity with humanity and came to our world to minister. He engaged in just the kind of work he expects us to do. The very last example he gave us was the ordinance of feet washing. He to whom every knee should bow, whom legions of angels would feel honored in being permitted to serve, girded himself with a towel and bowed down to wash his disciples' feet. Yes, even the feet of his betrayer. Have we taken this lesson to heart? As the Lord engaged in this humiliating service, he said to that company who so recently had been contending for the highest place, Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. John 13, verse 13 to 17. This ordinance of feet washing was made a religious service. It was not to be understood to mean the common practice of hospitality in washing the feet of guests or strangers because they were soiled with the dust of travel. It was given as something to test and prove the loyalty of the children of God. When modern Israel observed the sacramental ordinance, this ceremony should precede the partaking of the emblems of the Lord's death. This ordinance was given for the benefit of Christ's disciples. And Christ meant all that he said when his lips uttered the words, I have given you an example that you should so, as I have done to you. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Verses 15, 17. He designed by this to test the true state of the heart and mind of those who participated therein. The Holy Spirit is present on these occasions to convince of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. This ceremony is not to be performed listlessly, but earnestly, keeping in view its purpose and object. If there are anxious feelings, if there have been wrong actions in dealing with brethren, if advantage in deal has been taken with one another, if there is bitterness and strife in the heart, all that must be put away from the heart and life. It is necessary for those who are in the service of Christ to make a close examination of their feelings toward their brethren, that they may not strive for the highest place, but cultivate the spirit of ministry, of serving one another. If ye know these things, said Christ, happy are ye if ye do them. Verse 17. Christ would have us understand that the object of his humiliation to this ordinance was that we might submit ourselves to close searching of heart to see if we love our brethren and are willing to serve those whom Christ came to our world to save. No one is to be singled out and specially favored, to have special service and honor. All are Christ's purchased possession. He died just as verily for the poor and uneducated as he did for the most learned and those who think themselves greatest. Christ knew that Judas had sold his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Yet notwithstanding this, he washed his feet. What a lesson is this for us, and how essential that we take it in all its bearings, that we may get an insight into the workings of God. His ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. God sent his Son not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Matthew 20, verse 28. But many of his followers, by their selfish course of action, reveal that they know not the science of ministry. They do not understand that Christ came to minister, not to be ministered unto, and that they must follow his example. Christ was given to stand at the head of humanity, that by his example he might teach all whom his humanity represents what it means to minister. It is a hard lesson for many of those to learn who profess to love God, that he gave his only begotten Son to demonstrate that ministry is a special work given by the Lord, and that this is the only true service that the human family, so prone to selfishness, can render. Christ declared, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than him that sent him." John 13, verse 16. If you will know that this ceremony is to educate and mold the character, that you may have the same love for one another that Christ has evidenced for you. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Verse 17. If pride or selfishness or wrong has been entertained, this is the place to have it washed away by repentance, by confession, and humiliation of soul before God. This is one of the most heart-searching of tests. "A new commandment I give unto you," said Christ, "that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Verses 34-35. Bear in mind that every time as you engage in the ordinances of feet washing, you should ask yourself the heart-searching question, "Is there anything that interposes between me and my brother, that I cannot love him as Christ has loved him and me?" If there is a feeling of supremacy that, because he is poor, you feel better than he, and would put him in the lowly place, while your self-complacent feelings would raise yourself above him, remember that Christ has given you an example. And he declares that if you know the intent and purpose of his lessons, happy are ye if ye do them. Verse 17.